think it's something that we see consistently throughout Scripture, that even amongst those who trust in God, walking in walking practically in faithful obedience is always an individual matter, and it's only ever a few who do that. One example towards the beginning of the Bible would be Noah. There's probably examples earlier in the Bible than that. Right at the end of the Bible, we have the calls in Revelation chapters 2 and 3 to the individual to walk faithfully to him who overcomes. Sadly, even amongst those who truly trust in the Lord Jesus, that's the case. I don't know that we could say that Jonathan was the only one who trusted in God. I'm sure many other Israelites must have trusted in God at this point, but the thing that characterised Jonathan was that he was the only one who had a real appreciation of who David was, and we'll find that, we'll experience that amongst the Christian circle today, that there are many believers, but there aren't so many who have a real appreciation of the Lord Jesus, who have a genuine love for him, and who walk faithfully and in accordance with Scripture. So it's always, I think, going to be an individual matter. But perhaps just as a counterpart to that, it's worth noting that even the individual's walk, the love of an individual believer, is something that is very precious to the Lord Jesus. After the death of Jonathan, David lamented his death, and David could reminisce of the love that Jonathan had for him. In 2 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26, it records David's words, "I am distressed for thee, my brother Jonathan. Very pleasant wast thou unto me." Wonderful to see that David, God's anointed one, gained much pleasure, and there was much to encourage and warm his heart as a result of Jonathan's devotion to him. And it's just the same today. The Lord Jesus, great as he is, and even sitting at God's right hand in the glory, his heart is warmed as each of us, as individuals, is faithful to him.
Perhaps now we'll just read the verses for the following portion.
1 Samuel chapter 19. The first two verses. "And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself." And then in Proverbs, keep your finger there, Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16, verse 20. "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." And then back to 1 Samuel 19, verses 3 through to 7. "And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee what very good. For he did not put his life in his hand, for he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine. And the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and didst rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood, to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, As the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence, as in times past. And then finally, Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven.